The combustible engine will soon be a thing of the past, at least for Swedish automaker Volvo. Beginning in 2019, all the new car models Volvo introduces will be fully electric or hybrids. Volvo is the first major traditional automaker to set a concrete date for phasing out combustion engine-only models. However, the trend isn't limited to just car companies. There is a boom in electric bus manufacturing in the U.S. as well, including right here in Southern California. Francis Anderton hosts KCRW's Design and Architecture and joins me now for DNA on ATC. Hey, Francis.
Hello, Eric.
So tell me a little bit more about these companies here in Southern California that are working on these electric buses.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. Right under our noses, there's a new industry developing, and it's the industry of manufacturing electric buses. As we understand it, according to the LA Economic Development Corporation, there's around 10 companies involved in that industry in the Southland.
Okay.
Obviously, one of the big attractions is Metro, the passage of Measure M. Metro has almost the largest fleet in the country of buses, around 2,200 buses. Currently, they're all compressed natural gas, but they plan on converting the entire fleet to all electric by 2030. So there's a lot of companies looking at that thinking, whoa, there's some good contracts.
And that's not that long a time frame.
It's not that long a time frame. Indeed, later this month, Metro is going to sit down and very likely agree on purchasing 35 electric buses for its fleet. There's a lot of companies here that are jostling for that contract, but what we've heard is staff is going to recommend that it go to a company that's headquartered in Canada called New Flyer. Some of the manufacturing is done in the US, although not in LA. And according to proponents of clean energy vehicles, or what are also called advanced transportation, LA is very well placed to service an electric bus manufacturing industry. And let's take a listen to Jeff Joyner. He's co-chair of the E4 Mobility Alliance. That's an industry council sponsored by LAEDC.
We're basically becoming the Detroit of electric transportation. Because we had the supply chain from the aerospace industry that was supplying those systems and electronics and are now supplying the electric bus and electric car market.
So, Francis, so you visited a plant in the City of Industry run by the company Proterra. What did you see there?
Well, that was pretty exciting, actually, because, you know, how often do you get really excited about the manufacturing of buses?
Not
you know?
That often.
Well, here's a company, Proterra, that is trying to position itself as the sort of Tesla of bus companies. And by that, what they mean is they are trying to sort of reinvent the bus from the wheels through the batteries up to the packaging of the bus.
Wow.
And not only that, they supply currently Foothill Transit, which is one of the local leaders in all of this. And we saw everything, as I say, from the sort of carcass through to the final product.
As you mentioned, most of LA, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority's buses run on natural gas. How are regional transit agencies reacting to this development, and are they jumping on board the electric bus bandwagon?
Well, everyone's a little bit cautious because of the question of charge. The transit authorities have the same concern about buses as the general consumer has had about electric cars, which is how far can you get on a charge? And that's why Metro says it's going to start cautiously purchasing 35 e-buses, not just doing a blanket massive overhaul. And while Proterra says one of its buses went as far as 600 miles on a test track, the jury's out as to whether it can reach that mileage under regular conditions of passengers, air conditioning, et cetera, et cetera. So we're still in a kind of fledgling stage, and this first purchase that's being made by Metro is considered very much a kind of test of the vehicle's power.
Well, lots of things happening. It's exciting changes on the way. That's Francis Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Francis, thank you.
You're very welcome, Eric.